And now we check in with WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
I understand you were up late last night at a Walmart hearing up towards...
Boston Spa.
Towards Boston Spa, and that there was screaming and yelling going on.
It was a busy evening, and we'll have more later today on that. But right in our backyard as well this morning, the news came out last night, and our Pat Bradley was there, of the guilty plea by Joyce Mitchell, accused of aiding prison escapees Richard Matt and David Sweat.
Well, you know, this is no new news because, in fact, from the very first, she's been telling authorities what her role in this was. I think that the problem that the authorities were having is that she is the tip of the iceberg in the prison industry of people who are getting foreign materials into the prisons and selling them. And we're talking about drugs, and we're talking about another whole black market industry. So when Andrew Cuomo and others said anybody who participated in this escape will be held responsible to the fullest extent of the law, the only question was, what was the plea bargain going to look like? Was it going to be, a short enough sentence so that this woman would see the light of day or not? The answer was yes. She's cooperated. We're going to give her what would be considered by many in terms of the point that was trying to be made by Cuomo and others, a very easy sentence.
And Jonathan Pollard, who has served 29 years of a life sentence for spying on behalf of Israel, is to be released.
Well, look, Pollard got caught. He broke the law. He knew he was breaking the law. And, of course, the Israelis have been assertive on this. We know that Netanyahu himself has said upon hearing the release that he's almost taking credit for it. I've been raising this with the American authorities forever. I guess the question that I would ask is this. Do we have spies anywhere else? Do we have spies feeding us information about not only Israel, but are we, in fact, listening in on telephone calls by our so-called allies like Angela Merkel and others? So 29 years for spying may be appropriate. And, of course, there will be those who say that Israel gets a favored treatment, and that's why it's been so important to keep him in jail to counter that perception, according to many of the people who are responsible for it. Nevertheless, spying is done by the Americans. We call them assets on the ground, and by others also. So let's try to keep the whole perspective here.